ஓ லார்ட் பிளீஸ் ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ மீன்ஸ் கிருபையா கபாகி. Why? Because he seeks protection, because nothing, he doesn't know how to get protected, because he's really tormented here. Where? Samsara. He says, Samsare Pahi. No, the Samsare Pahi. Please protect me. No, protect me means what? From this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, ocean of the strife of transmigration. Understand now? This is very difficult to cross. Dustaraha. Sustaraha means easily crossable. Understand now? Dustaraha is very difficult to cross this ocean of samsara. Iha samsare bahu dustare krupaya pare pahi murare. Murare, krupaya pahi. Iha samsare. In this samsara, in the life of transmigration, which is very difficult to cross, please protect me, protect us. Why it is difficult to cross? You know, why it is difficult to cross? Because this is beginningless, endless, I told you. Now, what is samsara here? Jananam, you are born. And then we are born, we did not have any choice about being born. You were just born. Because nobody asked whether you want to. Do you want to be born again? Okay. Nobody asked us whether you want to be born or not. Just you are born. Understand now? There is no choice about being born. Having been born, there is no choice about going through situations. Situations are desirable, situations are undesirable. We go through both pain and pleasure, lots of pairs of opposites. Inba tunbangal, understand now? Pairs of opposites, different types of pairs of opposites we are going through, and thereby ultimately we go through pain and pleasure. We have no choice. No, there's always we go through some pain and there is some pleasure, and to gain the pleasure we have to work hard. To retain the pleasure, we have to work hard. Again, understand now. And so it involves pain. Gaining pleasure also involves pain. And retaining pleasure also involves pain. And once you retain the pleasure, and definitely pain, one day pleasure goes. In retaining pleasure, we have pain. And the pleasure definitely one day gets lost. Because it's the nature of pleasure. Understand, any pleasure is subject to get lost. And in loss also, there's greater pain. Your pleasure is never a pure pleasure. Understand? It's always pain-mixed pleasure. Pleasure is always pain-mixed. Inbam kadaikkiradhukkum kashtapadanum, isn't it? We have to work hard to have some pleasure. And to retain the pleasure, we have to work hard. In losing pleasure again, we become more sorrowful. Therefore, pain is pleasure is always. This is the nature of the pleasure. And once this pleasure gone, and we have pain. So, pleasure, pain mixed pleasure and pure pain. Understand how? This is how the life keeps going. Pain, pleasure, the whole life we are living. Then what happened? Maranam. And what happens now? Whole life you struggle. You know why you struggle? Why? How do you struggle? Always grieving, suffering, you struggle. Always we are not happy because lots of unpleasant situations. Why we become sorrowful in life? Even though we go through some pleasures, still we are unhappy also in life. Why? Because we always struggle, strain a lot to change the situations. You know? And change means what? Whenever desirable situations are there, we are okay with that, but they change, they become what? Undesirable situations. When situations are undesirable and we try to change them, we can't keep quiet. That's our nature. And we try to change and we cannot change. When we are not able to change, we think how to change it, and we feel helpless about changing situations, that means we are not, we are incapable of changing the situations. What situation? A disease comes. What can we do? We are not able to change. We struggle to change situation and we are incapable of changing situations. And what happens? Death comes. What choice do we have about the death? We are helpless. No? We cannot, situations sometimes we are not able to change. So when we try to change, we are not able to change, we feel helpless. Therefore, what now? Only when we become helpless, we become sorrowful, we grieve, we become worried. Why we are helpless? Because the situations are all ordained by the natural law. That is why we cannot change. And nor can we accept the situations because they are not desirable. We cannot accept the situations nor can we change the situations. So what can we do? We only become we sorrowful. And in struggling, making all the possible efforts to change, we fail. Understand now? Being incapable of changing the situations, we become more worried. And then we also die. Understand now? And when we die, okay, has life problem come to an end? No. Temporary relief for some time. Again, we are born. Punaha api jananam. Once you are born, until you are born, you did not know who the mother was, who the father was, who brothers and sisters were. Understand now? Until you are born, there is no connection with the people. What connection? No relationship with other people. Father, mother, father, brothers, sisters and relatives, cousins, first cousins, second cousins, country cousins, okay, and distant cousins, aunties, uncles, and friends, associates, classmates, neighbors, you know, and close friends and thick friends and distant friends and as some sort of friends, and then colleagues and like that we do come in contact with some people. We make some relationships. We meet people, we have some maintenance, some contacts. When? After birth. Till birth, there is no connection. And we live with them, we are happy with some people, we are unhappy with some people, and with some frictions and talking, and somehow we are living. These are our world, okay? A small world with these few people whom we know. Whole world we do not know. Some whoever Parabdha is there, we come in contact with. Then what happens? Then life, it's like, well, no? Then the life comes to an end and Maranam comes. One day, whether you like it or not, death is definite. Death happens. Then what happens again? We become disconnected. Before birth, we did not have connection. After death again, we become disconnected with this people. Listen now. You came alone, go back alone. Then no companionship. Understand now. Coming alone, going back alone. In between you had the company of so many people and so many relationships and so many and relatives. And then now you relate to different people. And in one place, Adi Shankara says how we come in contact with suppose it heavily rains and the forest and on the top of hills and the rain water flows, the floods just flow, okay, and then big current of water really brings big logs of woods and branches together and then on the sea suddenly many logs of woods come together. Again another big water comes and all the waves push this away and all these logs would get separated. Molekuru pakkam pohum. They say, now it goes to different corners. They're all together. No? Then again they get what? Separated. Once they get together, again once they get separated. Like this, we after being born, we get together. And after death, we get separated. Isn't it? Maranam is what is helpless situation. Understand now? You know, like we get separated. Isn't it? Is what is maranam and jananam. Because this life doesn't come to an end. Again you are born. Because your parabdha karma is there, sanchita karma is there, the new parabdha begins. We have no choice. Again, punaha jananam. Punaha maranam. Punaha means again. Punaha api jananam. Punaha api maranam. Again you are born through, no? Punaha api janani jatare shayanam. Again you go and lie down in the womb of a mother. Understand now? We travel from what to be born. You have, no, first you go to one mother's womb. You are born. You live a life, have some associates, friend relationships, and again you get separated from, disconnected from all the relationships. Again, you go to a different new mother's womb. Again, you are born. Again, you live, have new relationships, live your life, go through pain and pleasure. Again, you what? Get separated from your relatives and people. Again, you are born. This continues. Does it have any beginning? No. Is there any end? No. Endless. It will be endless. This is called samsaraha. Being born again and going through life of pains and pleasures, falling, okay, becoming dead again, dying, again being born. This is continuous. Continuous. We think life does not begin with this birth of this body. Life does not come to an end with the death of this body. Understand now? Mm-hmm. It is only in between. The many dresses we wear is one of the dresses. Isn't it? It's continuous. This is called this life is called samsaraha. Being born again and again and again, dying again, being born. Beginninglessly, endlessly. This is the beginningless, endless cycle is this life. And here, this cycle of birth, this cycle, we go through many births and deaths. In between birth and death, we go through a lot of pains and pleasures. That is why we say samsaraha means life of transmigration involving many, okay, countless number of births and deaths. It's called samsaraha. And this samsaraha, do you think, okay, one fine day, I decide, no, I am not going to be born again, I am not going to suffer pain, go through pain and pleasure, so that I can avoid death also, I am not going to do that. Can you decide? You cannot decide. Even if you decide, you are helpless. Understand, you cannot change this situation of being born again, going through life pains and pleasures, and okay, dying. You cannot change the situation. This is what this being incapable of changing the situation of being born again, going through pains and pleasures, again becoming dead. Understand now? Again facing death. This is unchangeable situation. Now, it is called samsaraha. It is dustaraha. This is very difficult to cross. There is no way of getting out of this samsara. That's why it's dustaraha. How long will it be there? You can ask, how long will I continue to be in this life of transmigration? Shastram says, as long as, look at this, as long as there are desires and wishes to be fulfilled, as long as there are ragas and dveshas, this samsara will continue. How long will there be desires? As long as there are needs, so long there will be what? These desires. How long will there be needs? As long as there is inadequacy, there will be needs and desires. How long will there be inadequacy? Understand now? As long as you have this, okay, you have the problem of smallness centered on I. How long will there be this problem of smallness centered on I? No? How long will this problem of smallness centered on I be there? How long will it be there? A, this problem of smallness being centered on I will be there as long as you have identity with the body, mind, sense complex. As long as you superimpose the limitations of body, mind, sense complex upon the I. How long will there be identity? As long as you are not able to have right identity. How long will there be wrong identity? As long as you cannot identify yourself with them, and as long as you cannot have right identity. How long can I not have right identity? As long as you do not know the substance of the substantive I. Understand now? Unless and until you know the truth of the self. Understand? I told you that day itself, as the individual means, is not merely the body. Individual does not make, just the individual is not merely the subtle aspects. Does not mean subtle, just the subtle aspects. Or individual does not mean only the mind. Understand? Individual does not even mean only the gross body, subtle body. Individual is more than that also. We do not even know that. Understand? We do not even know. I told you last class, no? Once I told you. Hey, what is a tree if you say? A tree means roots, trunk, many branches, small branches, big branches, leaves, flowers, fruits, and the flowers again, stamen, etc. Lots of many, many parts together constitute a tree. Isn't it? So, tree means you can show just the only one log of wood, one trunk. This is tree, can you say that? Without a trunk, there is no tree. But trunk itself is not the tree. Without, understand, the branches, there cannot be tree. But branches themselves do not form the tree. Isn't it? Roots, without roots, there is no tree. But roots themselves do not make the tree. Tree means what? Which part is the tree? Hey, all this, each part forms a tree, but one part alone does not make a tree. Isn't it? So tree means all of them put together. Like that, individual means, as an individual, without physical body there is no individual, but physical body alone is not an individual. Without subtle body, there is no individual. Subtle body alone is not individual. Subtle and gross bodies themselves do not make the individual. There is one more thing, the truth of both subtle and gross body. Isn't it? That truth is what? The truth of the mind, the truth of senses, truth of pranas, truth of everything. That truth is actually the available for knowledge as the meaning of the word I. Understand? Like wave means, wave is equal to, when you say, just the name of the form plus water or just the form. What is that wave means? When you say wave, the form wave plus what? Water, isn't it? And then there again you have to say wave is equal to what? Water. Because without water there is no wave. There is actual substance. Similarly, what is the actual substance of the substantive I? The substantive wave is equal to, the substance is what? Water. Similarly, substance of the substantive I, what is that we do not know? Isn't it? If we know that, the truth, so as long as you don't know the substance of the substantive I, you do not know the individual totally. Isn't it? You know only half of the individual. You do not know the actual truth of the individual. Therefore, if you know the truth, actual truth, without which, you know, the subtle body and gross body can't exist at all, that truth is available for recognition as the substance of the substantive I, as the meaning of the word I. No, as long as you do not know what I am, what the word I means actually, then you will mistake the anatma. As long as you do not know the self, you will mistake the anatma, the non-self, for the self. Once you mistake the non-self for the self, you superimpose the limitations of the non-self upon the self, then you have a notion, you have ahankara. What is ahankara? The erroneous notion about yourself, and any number of notions you have about yourself, all the notions are basically absolutely erroneous. Understand now? And when you have wrong notions, and you, what is that notion you have? I am small. I'm small in terms of time, because I'm a mortal. I have date of birth. I have date of death. Understand now? I have all the notions. Then, naturally, that's what is having erroneous notions about oneself is, in fact, entertaining the smallness. Okay. Having the problem of smallness being centered on I. When you have small, understand now, I'm small in terms of so many things. As long as this problem of smallness being centered on I is there, non kuregalai udayavan, that I am, as long as it is there, then there is no, understand now, you would be searching for nirvana. You search and search and search. You know the truth, you are Nirevu yourself. Then the search comes to an end. If you do not know what the self is, then you will be searching for fullness. If you know the truth, if you know what you are, if you know the meaning of the word I, you know what fullness is. Once you know what fullness is, then the search comes to an end. If you do not know what the self is, then definitely you do not know what fullness is. You'll be searching for fullness. Then naturally there is inadequacy. If you do not know what fullness is, there is inadequacy. Once there is inadequacy, there'll be, understand now, there'll be needs. Once there are needs, there'll be desires. Once there are desires, and you will be what? You'll be doing karma. Once you do karma, you acquire punya papa. Once you have punya papa, you accumulate your sanchitam. Once sanchitam you have accumulated, and one part of sanchitam has to be exhausted as prarabdha, to exhaust the karma phalam, you have to be born again. Understand now? Eppadi pirakkirathu? Naan yen pirandhen? One Tamil old song used to that, okay? Understand? All, I think MGM, I think. I don't know, forgot about it.
Sounds like his song.
Yeah, okay, make a special. Okay, there's one Tamil song, okay, movie sing. Why am I born like that? Always he comes like this with as a protector. What I'm saying, why am I born here? The question of why am I born here? Why am I born here? Understand now? What is the why am I born? Just to exhaust your karma phalam. Understand now? You have deposited some money here, so you have to come to this bank again to draw your money. Similarly, you have deposited your punyam and papam, you have to withdraw, and then you have to exhaust them, spend them. Understand now? That is where you are born. Oh, I didn't even know. When did they deposit? That is the problem. Okay, that is the mystery. When you have deposited, you do not know. Accumulated punya papa, very well maintained accounts, okay? No, any other accounts, there is some mishap. Over here, no, very well, Chitra Gupta. Understand now? We call about the accountant, Yama's, Lord Yama's accountant is Chitra Gupta. Very well maintained accounts, perfectly maintained. Which date, which them, which papam, which punyam, who was Chitra, how the pain was, everything is well maintained, records are there. Understand now? That is why we have accumulated punya papa. And that is why only one portion we are allowed to withdraw, only one portion, not everything. Okay, only prarabdha. One portion of them. All your money you have to come back next janma. Okay? Next janma. Therefore, only one portion you can, withdraw of only 200 pounds a day, not more than that. Okay? No, 400 pounds, no? Something you have. Similar like that. So here also, you are allowed to withdraw only some amount of punya papa. You come and exhaust it. There is prarabdha. No choice. You are born and you are exhausting. While exhausting, again you make new deposits. Understand now? Because you don't want to know, you want, don't like a deposit being reduced. So you want to, no?
So
you are, you are, you feel
ahami,
more.
Ahami, ahami,
Agami means that which is going to come. Varapohira. Sanchita means munbu serkapatta. Prarabdha means if tarpodu aarambikkapattu anuvikkapadugindra. Agami means varapohindra. Understand now? So why you have Sanchitam already collected and one part of Sanchitam you start exhausting as Prarabdha, which is exhausted. Well, exhausting the Prarabdha, you accumulate Agami Karma Phalam. That is the karma which is going to come. The present karma which you have done now, the unexhausted, you know, the punyam, punyapapma, the present karma, which will be new. Understand, a new deposit. So this is what is accumulated as long as you have the Sanchita Prarabdha Agami. Understand now? As long as this, then you, karma is there. Once you accumulate karma, you have to be born again to exhaust. Understand? You have to be born again. There's no way of escaping it. That is why you already have Sanchitam. And you exhaust Prarabdha. Having some deposits already, you also make new deposits. Understand now? So this is endless. This is what is samsara. Understand? Therefore, as long as you continue to be ignorant of the self, you will not know what fullness means. As long as you do not know what fullness is, you can't help, okay, searching for fullness. And for this, because you are helplessly chased to search for fullness. Therefore, what happens? When you do not know what fullness is, naturally there will be only inadequacy. Once inadequacy is there and you can't help, you have needs will be there, desires will be there, desires will impel you to do actions. Once you do action, you perform actions and you karma, performance of karma actions produce phalam. Once you have phalam, punyam or papam, it has to be exhausted. And to exhaust the punya papa, you have to be born again. Understand now? Have you understood the order now? What is order? Is it clear now? I repeat again. If you do not know what the self is, you do not know what the truth is, then you will not know what the word fullness means, happiness means. If you do not know what happiness is, then you are still not knowing happiness is as good as not having happiness. Therefore, you will be unhappy. There will be unhappiness. So when there is no fullness, happiness, naturally there will be inadequacy. Nirevi illa the poor kurai. Understand now? When there is inadequacy, then naturally there will be needs. If there are needs, the needs will always result in the cause pressure that they will result in desires. Once you have desires, desires will always impel you to do actions. Because in order to fulfill the desires, you have to do actions. Once you perform actions, actions will definitely produce punyam or papam. Understand? And whatever phalam you have, punyam or papam, the punyam or papam has to be exhausted. Therefore, to exhaust the punya papa, you have to be born again. Once you are born again, you will be doing karma again. Again, you will be accumulating punya papa. Again, punya papa has to be exhausted. Therefore, you will be born again. Once you are born again, you will be doing again karma. Understand now? I can talk about it. Continue like this. Understand? It can be talked like that. Because it's true. When will it end? No, it will not end. Why? Because punyam and papam are there always. So what? He has to be exhausted. So what? You will be born again. So what? You will be doing karma again. So what? You will be earning punya papa again. So what? You have to exhaust punya papa again. Oh my God. This is what is called punaha api jananam, punaha api maranam, punaha api janani jatare shayanam. Meendum pirandu, meendum irandu, meendum ammavude vayithula poi paduthu. Understand? Janani jatare shayanam. Ammavin vayithula paduthal. Understand? Shayanam means padukkirathu. Where are you going to have the nice shayanam? Where are you going to stretch? No? In mother's womb. Understand now? Janani jatare shayanam. This is what is samsara. Understand now? In this samsara, very difficult to get out of the samsara. There is no way of escaping this birth. There is no way of escaping this, going through punya pains and pleasures. There is no way of escaping death. Understand now? There is no way. There is no choice here. Completely, utterly helpless you are. You means what? Every innocent now, we are utterly helpless here. This is what, when you understand the helpless situation, what is it which will help me? Which will help me to get to the samsara? Understand now? Only jnanam. Knowledge of the self alone will free you from this. That is why this being incapable of getting out of this, understand now, this bond, this samsara is said to be what now? Bondage. As though you are bound. Katti potrukku namla. That means what? There's no way of freeing. Understand now? You are born doing karma, 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 accumulate punya papa and dying. Again punya papa, you have to be born again. It's called bond, as though you are tied, as though you are bound. There's no way of being free. You are not able to be free. You can't escape birth, you can't escape death, you can't escape going through pains and pleasures. You are as though tied, as though bound. You are not free. Isn't it? This is called bondage. Okay? Samsara bandaha. Bondage of samsara. It's also called what? Karma bandaha. Karma bandaha, bondage of karma or bondage of samsara. Piravi perum kadal. Understand now? This is called piravi perum kadal. Why perum kadal? Esiru kadal na neendi veli vandirala. Why it is perum kadal? Why it is called big ocean, not a small ocean? A ocean can be said to be small if you can swim and swim and swim and swim and swim. Somehow you can reach the shore. It can, even however big the ocean is, you can say ocean is small. That is a perunkadal. It's a big ocean. Why? Because there's no way of coming out of it. All the time you're drowning. You remain drowned, okay? You're totally drowned here. You're drowning there. No, you're not even sinking, just drowned there. Moolhi ukkandirukkom. Tattalikkiradhum kooda illa. Understand now, ulla moolhi ukkandirukkom. This is how to get out of it. It's called, I don't know, Shastram says, only knowledge. Understand now? Jnana plavenaiva. Jnanam eva plavaha. To get out of this ocean of samsara, what is the only raft? Holding on to which? Getting on to which? You can just cross this verse of samsara. Jnana plavaha. Understand now? Jnanam, knowledge is the only. You have to get into the boat of knowledge. Understand? Jnanam. What jnanam? Knowledge of what the truth is. Knowledge of what the self is. If you know the truth, how? Once you know the truth, you will know what fullness is. Once you know what fullness is, you will be free from inadequacy. You are free from inadequacy, you are free from desires. Needs. You will be free from desires. Free from desires, you will be free from doership and enjoyership. Understand now? Then once you are free from enjoyership and doership, you have no punyam, no papam. You will be free. You don't need to be born again. Look at this. It's only way. Knowledge is freedom. Ignorance is bondage. Other than knowing, whatever you do. That is why this way understand how sacred knowledge is, how great knowledge is, how important and inevitable knowledge is. Understand how choiceless knowledge is. What choice do you have here other than not worship the Lord? No, worshipping the Lord will help you to prepare your mind for knowledge. Still it is not enough. I pray to the Lord. You can pray, but if you pray for prayer, any prayer, you have to come. However long you be praying, until knowledge takes place, you will understand now, you won't be free. No, I do that, I do this. Whatever punya karma you do, nothing will help you. Here, knowledge is the only dose. Ore dose, udane close. Who said now? Your Swami Paramarthana says, Chennai. Ore dose, udane close. Okay? Immediately close. What? Only dose, immediately close. What is that? Knowledge. Understand now? That's what is saying here. Knowledge. So, jnana deva kaivalyam. Jnanam. But for that, jnanam. What knowledge of the self? Knowledge of the truth. Our knowledge, what do you want here? For that knowledge also, no? Meditative disposition. You need meditative disposition. And for the meditative disposition, what do you want? Understand now? You have to be mentally pure and steady. For all that, you want now. You have to live a life of dharma. My God, you need Bhagavan's grace. That is why, you pray to Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan, I don't know. Please reveal thy swarupam. Please reveal thy nature as myself. That's the only way. Only if I'm blessed with knowledge, I'll be free from samsara. I don't know. Understand now? You seek Bhagavan's help. Knowledge is protection. Jnana malladu veroru tunayillai. Niyallal veru deivamundu. Now people talk. No, that means what? Niyallal means what? There is no other, understand, other than knowledge, nothing will protect. There is no protection. Jnanameva protection. Knowledge is protection. Nothing can protect you. Ellaru kai uttaanganna. Only, understand, everybody has left you behind. Everybody now. No, everybody feels you helpless. Who will help you now? Understand now? Knowledge. So what do I need then? For knowledge, you seek Bhagavan's help now. Hey, Murare, Krupaya, Pahi. Why? This is difficult to cross. Understand now? That is why you want jnanam, knowledge. And for that knowledge, you seek Bhagavan's grace now. Okay. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare shayanam, iha samsare, bahudustare, Krupaya pare, pahi murare. See, always remember one thing in Tamil. I told you in English already. What I told in English already, I put it in Tamil again. Please remember, fullness and nirevu are synonyms. Nin swarupam nirevu. Naan endra sollin porulai arivadum, nirevai aridalum ondru. And then niraivu enbadu naan endra sollin porul. Naan yar naan endra sollin porulai arindal, niraivu enbadu puriyum. Niraivu enna endru therindal, niraivil kurai illai neengum. Niraivillayel kurai undu, niraivile kurai neengum. Kurai neenginal thevaigal illamal pogum. Thevaigal illai endral aasaigal thaamaga odungum. ஆசை இல்லை என்றால் செயல் நான் செய்கிறவன் நான் அனுபவிக்கின்ற எண்ணங்களும் நீங்கும். எண்ணங்கள் நீங்கும் பொழுது இன்பம் துன்பமும் இல்லாமல் போகும். Understand now? Then once you are free from desires, no punya papa, then there is no need to be born again. Understand? This is the order. Therefore, அதை விட்டுட்டு ஒன் டே ஒன் ஃபைன் டே ஒன் அட்டைன் நிறைவு மீன்ஸ் யூ நெவர் அட்டைன் இட் ஜஸ்ட் டிஸ்கவர் இட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் யூ நாட் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் டிஸ்கவர் இட் சீக் திஸ் வே முராரே கிருபையா பாஹி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சி வாட் அன் அமௌண்ட் ஆஃப் திங் ஒன்ஸ் யூ நோ த ட்ரூத் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் without changing the situations you will be happy once you know what nirevu is what fullness is then undesirable desirable situations will not increase your happiness understand now undesirable or desirable situations will not reduce your happiness Situations will be situations. Fullness will be fullness. If you know what fullness is, situations need not add to your happiness. Situations need not cannot reduce your happiness. Like what? Any amount of water added to the ocean does not make ocean big or bigger. Any amount of water evaporated from the ocean also does not make the ocean small. Understand? Similarly here, and then how many number of waves, big and small waves are jumping, still H2O is not disturbed. H2O does not change. Similarly, whatever situations happen in life, still the swarupam, one swarupam of fullness will not change. Fullness is always fullness. That is why, if you know what fullness is, undesirable situations will not make you unhappy. Understand now, desirable situations cannot make you happy when you are happiness, fullness yourself. Isn't it? Therefore, the person who knows fullness need not change the situations. Not only need not, cannot change the situations, one thing. He need not change situations, second thing. Is it clear now? Then you will be happy. You are always happy. That is what, why should we expect, no? Because very effort to change situations is what? Because I want to change situations, I can be happy. In fact, you cannot change the situations, one thing. Even if you try to change situations, even after changing also, you will continue to be unhappy if you do not know what happiness is. Understand? That is why knowing what the truth is knowing what fullness is. Ange irukku ella vishayam. This is the verse. Okay. Next verse.
Ratya
charpata, ratya charpata, virachita kanta, virachita kanta, ratya charpata, virachita kanta, ratya charpata. விரச்சித கந்த புண்யா புண்ய விவர்ஜித பந்த புண்யா புண்ய விவர்ஜித பந்த புண்யா புண்ய விவர்ஜித பந்த
புண்யா
புண்ய விவர்ஜித பந்த யோகி 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 யோக யோகி யோக நியோஜித சித்த
யோகி
யோக நியோஜித சித்த யோகி யோக நியோஜித சித்த
யோகி
யோக நியோஜித சித்த ரமதே பாலோன்மத்தவ தேவ ரமதே பாலோன்மத்தவ தேவ ரமதே பாலோன்மத்தவ தேவ
ரமதே
பாலோன்மத்தவ தேவ Yogi yoga, yogi yoga, niyojita chittaha, niyojita chittaha, ramate balon mattava deva, ramate balon mattava deva. So he says, therefore, samsara, this is what samsara, okay? Therefore, until and unless we know the truth, there is no way of being free from samsara. In knowledge, without changing the situations, one can be fullness. One need not change, one cannot change, one need not change. Understand? In ignorance, you cannot change, you will make efforts to change, you will be facing failure after failure in making efforts to change the situations. Understand? Therefore, better know the truth, be free. Now he says, if a person, look at this, next question, if a person knows the truth as the self, knows the self, okay, then he knows what fullness is. பரம்பொருளை அறிந்தால் நிறைவு அறியப்பட்டதாக ஆகிறது. நிறைவும் பரம்பொருளும் ஒன்றே. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ், இஃப் யூ நோ வாட் யூ, இஃப் யூ நோ த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் ஐ, இஃப் யூ நோ வாட் யூ ஆர், யூ நோ வாட் த ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் தி என்டையர் காஸ்மாஸ் இஸ். இஃப் யூ நோ வாட் த ட்ரூத் இஸ், யூ நோ வாட் ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ். இஃப் யூ நோ, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ், ஒன் ஆஃப் த சேம், இஃப் யூ நோ வாட் ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ், தென் யூ ஆர் free from all limitations. Once you know what fullness is, once you know what happiness is, it is just your swarupam. Happiness, if it happens to be a swarupam, is always permanent. Suppose H2O is the permanent nature of water, isn't it? No. For some time H2O is the swarupam of the water. Some other time H2O is not the swarupam. Is there any such thing? A swarupam means what? Intrinsic. Water means it's always H2O. Understand now? That is called swarupam. What swarupam means what? Swarupam means that which does not change at all. Intrinsic. Understand now? What is swarupam? So what is a swarupam of the self? What is a self? Understand? What is the meaning of the word I? What is a swarupam of the meaning of the word I? Fullness, niraivu. What is limit for niraivu, limit for fullness? Limitlessness. What is limitlessness? Happiness. So happiness, fullness and limitlessness are three words, are synonyms. Understand? Niraivu, anandam, a same thing. Fullness, happiness and limitlessness are synonyms. That is the swarupam of the, understand now, the self. So once you know what this, if you do not know what the self is, you do not know what fullness is. If you know what the self is, you know what the truth is, you know what fullness is. Once you know what fullness is, if it is this, when I say it is a swarupam, so what will happen? It never goes. You are not gaining fullness. Understand now? Once you know the truth, it is, you are not gaining. It's called nitya anandaha. Understand now? It's called atmanandaha. What is atmanandaha? Atmanandaha means happiness or fullness, which is the very swarupam, which is the natural. Once it is natural, it is not, it's not, it doesn't come. What is natural is not something which comes and goes. Therefore, it is not incidental. It is indigenous. Understand now? It is indigenous. It is natural. Therefore, it never goes also. It is permanent. Nityaha. Understand now? Swarupaha, anandaha, nityaha. Understand now? Not only nityaha, There's no pain. You don't need to work hard to gain fullness. You know why? It is not gained at all. Isn't it? Doesn't involve any pain. You need to know that's all. You are not gaining it. Therefore, to gain something you have to work hard. But here, fullness happens not gained here. You only gain the knowledge of happiness, isn't it? So happiness is not gained here. It is not gained, therefore there is no pain involved here. Understand, anything you don't need to work hard to preserve it also. Does the water have to work very hard to preserve Swarupam H2O? No, it's Swarupam. So there's no fear of losing it. Therefore, there's no question of retaining it. There's no question of losing it. Understand? Swarupam means what? The natural. Swarupam means natural. Natural means not incidental. Not incidental means indigenous. Indigenous means permanent, eternal. Eternal and permanent means, it's not mixed with pain. There's no question of losing it. No effort to retain, no effort is needed to retain or preserve it. It is permanent, always there. Look at this. This is Ananda. Understand now? That is Swarupam, fullness. All that you do, the effort is wanted to know what happiness is. Therefore, you are not gaining it. Is it clear now? Therefore, once you know what fullness is, happens to be a Swarupam, then whatever is the situation you are placed, the situation does not make you unhappy or cannot make you happy. Why? You are not dependent on situation for your fullness, because fullness is your own Swarupam. Is it clear now? Swarupam. So pleasure is what? Pleasure is something derived through objects. But Swarupam is not derived through anything else, but it is one's own, isn't it? It's a happiness, fullness. Therefore here, you are not dependent on situations for your happiness. Why you are not dependent? Because you are fullness yourself. Is it clear now? Therefore, once you are not dependent on situations for your happiness, you have discovered full truth, you have discovered happiness, then you are not dependent on anything else for your happiness. In fact, therefore, whatever situation, you are yourself. You are happiness. Why? It is your Swarupam. See, whatever is put into the ocean, whatever the waves are carrying, big logs, small leaves, thin leaves, whatever is put into the water and the waves are jumping and turbulent and all that. H2, water is always H2O. Big logs of wood are thrown into the water, then water splashes everywhere and goes, still Swarupam is H2O. Understand now? Small, soft leaves are thrown there, still water is what? H2O. Fragrant flowers are thrown into the water. Water is what? H2O. Understand? And similarly, whatever is the situation you are placed, death, very fullness. Birth, fullness. Pay, understand how? Undesirable situations, any recession, economic problems, social problems, social crisis. Understand now, whatever is the problem, any amount of problems, you are amidst problems, still you are fullness. Why? You are not dependent on happiness. You don't expect the situations to be different from what they are for your happiness. If you are not dependent on situations for your happiness, whatever is the happy situation, you are happiness. You are happy. If you are dependent, then situation is not okay, you will be unhappy. Situation is okay, you will be happy. Understand now? Here, that is why Shastra says, if once you know the truth, once you know the self, you know what happiness is, then that is happiness is your Swarupam, then you don't need to depend upon anything else for your happiness. Even no situation can change. That's why you don't need to change situation, I said. You will be still happy. I gave an example now. Isn't it? So here he says, ரத்யாச்சர்பட விரச்சித கந்தஹ. ரத்யாச்சர்பட விரச்சித கந்தஹ புண்யா புண்ய விவர்ஜித பந்தஹ யோகி யோக நியோஜித சித்தஹ ரமதே பாலோன்மத்தவ தேவ. ஹியர் one who knows this person, one who knows the truth, one knows the self, one knows what fullness is, he ramate, he revels in fullness. Ramate means telekiran, paramporule arinda yogi nirevil telekiran, one who he revels in fullness. Ramate, how does he revel? Like unmattavat, like a mad person, like the child. This is a balavate unmattavat ramate. Oh, immediately don't think, oh, we all have to become mad people then to revel in the fullness. Don't think, okay, mad people do not revel in fullness. Understand? But that means what? Why here they do not have any, they do not know pain at all. Mad person does not know pain, understand now, pleasure, and he, the child does not know pain and pleasure. They don't, why? Because there is no inferiority, superiority complex on the part of the child. There is no inferiority, superiority complex on the part of the mad person also. Like that, this person who knows the self also, don't think jnanis are mad people. Okay? That's what I'm saying. This verse can be translated wrongly also. Both people are free from, child is free from inferiority, superiority complexes. Child has no complex. That's why you call child. Understand now? And similarly, the mad person also is free from inferiority, superiority complexes. Therefore, there is no comparison. There is no sense of being small. Understand now? There is no thing, I am inferior, other person is superior. There is no pain caused by that. Why? Because there is no smallness handled on I on the part of the mad person or on the part of the child. Why there is no smallness and centered on the problem of smallness being centered on I is not there. Non kuregale odayavan, that thought is not there for a child or for a old the madman. Why? Because there is no knowledge that I am. What happened to that? Because for them the child does not have ego yet. The child, the knowledge that I am is not yet developed in child. Understand now, child, for it takes some time for the child to start talking like naan endradha solla theriyadannu. Understand now, when the naan varappo dhaan solla, engamma, my mother, my dad, my mom, my house, my tall, then picks up ego later on. And now for some time, child does not know, the child doesn't have eye sense. Understand now, there is no ahankar in the child. See, the mad person also, what now, his eye is lost in somewhere, okay? The mad person, I explain next class when I come back, it's something I have to explain very clearly. When psychiatrism also will be there, I'll explain. Okay, what is madness? That's a different thing. And then, here, the eye sense is lost in, there's no, this knowledge that I am is lost for a mad person. Understand? The child, there's no knowledge I am. It is yet to become manifest. Whereas the mad person, he had it. He understand now, because of his sorrow and sadness and pain, he lost it. So in both of them, there's no knowledge that I am. Therefore, there is no self-conscious. Understand now, there's no what? There's no identity with the body, mind, sense complex. The child and the mad person is not body conscious. Understand now, there's no mind conscious. They're not conscious of, understand, therefore what now? They're free from inferiority, superiority complexes, they're free. But here the jnani, look at this, the jnani, what now? His identity is not with the body, identity is not with the sense powers, identity is not with the, even though he relatively identifies himself with the body, mind, sense complex, he is in his understanding, absolute sense, his identity is with awareness, truth. Understand now, he knows when the identity in the absolute sense is with the consciousness, the truth, then jnani is what now? Fullness. He always revels in fullness. So he revels in one, he one who discovered the truth, discovers the self, he discovered fullness, he revels in fullness. Parampurulai arindavan, atmavai arindavan, nanda sullin purulai arindavan, nerevil telekiran. Kuyandai pola, nerevil telekiran. Is it clear now? Nerevil telekiran means, then such a person, one who revels in fullness, what happens? Even if he is wearing torn, okay, clothes, and he even is walking on the road like a beggar, I don't say he should walk. I'm saying even a situation, such a bad situation, okay, we think, what is the worst situation? You suppose somebody wearing the torn clothes, worn out clothes, okay, stitched clothes, and walks on the roadside like a beggar. What a situation it is. Even such a situation, this person will not make him unhappy. Understand now? Because even in such a situation, he will be fullness himself. Aritya charpata virachita kantaha. Understand now? Virachita kantaha. And then he says, what's next line? Patya charpata virachita kantah punya punya vivarjita pantah. This person now is what? Punya apunya vivarjita pantah. He is completely free from both punyam and papam. Punyam apunyam. Apunyam na papam. He is free from punyam and papam. Why? He is free from punyam papam means He does not have punyam to be exhausted. He does not have papam to be exhausted. Why? What happened to all the punyam papas? They disappeared or what? No. Punyam papas are there. He does not have. Why he does not have? Suppose if the sphex is here, sphex is there means it's okay. I don't need to take it. Understand now? If I think I have my sphex, then I have to take it. Sphex, I am sphex is. Then I have no problem. Understand now? I'm objective. If I say my specs, I am specs is, means specs, specs have nothing to do with the specs. Understand now? If I think my specs, then I own it, isn't it? Therefore here, this person who knows the truth is free from punya papam, means he is free because he doesn't have punyam and papam. Why? Because he is free from enjoyership. He is free from doership. Non-seihiravan, non-anubavikiravan, enra ennangal, neenga pettavanukku punya papam illainachu. Who is the one who has punyam and papam? One who has the notion that he is the doer, he has punya papa. One who has a notion that he is the enjoyer, he has punya papa. Isn't it? But this jnani doesn't have punya papa. Why? What happened overnight? My God, how did he settle the account overnight? Overnight he can settle the account. All the debts you have repaid, what, one stretch? Without paying, look at this, without paying any money back, you can settle your accounts. You can settle your debts. Without repayment, you become free from debts. But that's a nice thing, isn't it? You don't need to repay, still you are free from your debts. Amazing. That is interesting, isn't it? Without, don't need to repay, you'll be free from debts. What is that accounts, okay? You have to, what's a special ledger you have to maintain? Knowledge. Open, nothing. My God, no, nothing needs to be paid back. Listen, what is that? This person who revels in fullness, he is free from punya papam, punya apunya ivarjita pantaha. Why? Because he does not have any more punya or papam. Why? Because he is free from the notion he is an enjoyer, non-anubavikiravan. That ennam has gone from him. Therefore, what now? Punyam and papam also have gone. I am the enjoyer, that notion has. He is free from the notion, that notion has gone from him. How? Because I am the doer, that notion also has gone. Therefore what? He is free from Punya Papa. How did it go? He is free from the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, because he does not have identity with the body, mind, sense complex anymore. Why? Because he has identity with the truth, consciousness. As long as you do not know the self, then you have wrong identity. If you have wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, then you will have a wrong notion about yourself. You will think, I am the doer, I am an enjoyer. Once you have the notion that you are the doer and you are enjoyer, you acquire Punya Papa and you have to exhaust Punya Papa. Once you are free from the notion you are doer and enjoyer, you are free from Punya Papa, you don't need to exhaust anything. Without repaying, you are free from debts. How is it? Because you are no more a doer, no more an enjoyer. What is that? You just, really speaking, you all this is buddhi, okay? Just the notion. You think you are a doer. You think you are an enjoyer. Therefore, you have Punya and Papa. My God, so much is slogging. Thinking has to be corrected. How to think correctly then? How to think I am a free, I am not a doer, I am not an enjoyer anymore? If you think your identity is with the body, mind, sense complex, then you are a doer and enjoyer. If your identity is with the truth, then you are free from doership and enjoyership. You are free from Punya Papa. Therefore, this jnani, look at this, even if he is like a beggar, still he is fullness, revels in fullness. And even he is completely free from Punya Apunyam. Punya Punya Vivajita Pantaha Yogi Yoga Niyojita Chittaha Yogi Yoga Niyojita Chittaha. Where his mind now? The one whose mind, one whose attention abides in, remains absorbed in the awareness, its own swarupam. Yevan oruvanudaya manadin gavanam paramborudin swarupatthil aithirikkirado. Understand now? The one whose mind remains absorbed in one's own swarupam. Understand? He is free, his identity is with the body, mind, sense complex is resolved, his identity is with reality, then he says, I the self am the consciousness. Then he says, not only this body mind is complex, all that is there is only reality. Therefore, I am all that is here is. And so now everything, and that person, now he is free from Punya Papa, he is free from enjoyership and doership, he is free from Punya Papa, and he revels like a child. He revels in fullness. Nirevil telekiran. Is it clear now? Therefore, if you want to revel in fullness, the person, and reveling in fullness mean, what do we mean by reveling in fullness? Nirevil telaittal. What does it mean here? That means, nirevil telaittal means, whatever is the kurai, even if you are amidst kuraihal and situations, still you are fullness, you are happy. Understand, being happy always, whatever is the situation, is what nirevil telaittal, is what reveling in fullness. What do you need to do? What do you need to do for that? You don't need to do anything, you just need to know the truth. Know the self. Discover fullness, revel in fullness. Understand now? Free yourself from all limitations. Therefore, what should you do? Govindam bhaja. Understand now? To revel in fullness, Govindam bhaja. May you know the truth. Is it clear now? Ji? Bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam, Govindam bhaja Mudamate Samprapte Sannihite Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrin Karane. Isn't it nice? the Bhajagovana is really, really making you.